Trevor, how'd you feel about today? It looked like you had a pretty good day.
I feel really good about today. My legs were a little shaky, being nervous, but after 15 minutes or so, got better and just had a really good day with the team.
You made some really nice catches. Your hands look good, huh?
Thank you. I practiced that a lot before I came here.
Now, you come in as one of these guys with phenomenal 40 speed and stuff. Do you feel like pressure to outrun everybody all the time and to flash it and stuff like that?
I've been training for it. You feel that way, but for the most part, it's just what you've been training for this whole time and what the process is and just the kind of player you are.
After going through a whole college career, what does it feel like to be here, to be starting your career?
It's what everyone says, a dream come true. You think about it your whole life, and I'm just honestly just really, like, really, really happy to be here. Getting a combine invite, I was a surprise combine invite, and just getting to be on that stage and perform well and actually getting to get drafted and be on this stage is just a dream come true, definitely.
Is that something you were really hoping for because you knew how fast you were, that, hey, I can show up at the combine, please give me
When you're in high school, you always watch the combine, and you just love football, and you always tack up your numbers. Oh, I run a 4.6 now in high school. One day I'm going to be able to run as fast as those guys, and to be able to go there, and I was definitely training for it a lot, and I know I'm a fast guy, but it's just to actually see it in the finalized number was a great thing for me.
When you look at the competition here at receiver, there's a ton of it. How do you view that?
I'm just coming in trying to contribute. It's great that I have a lot of vets that I could learn from, and I've been watching Jordy for a really long time, and he's a great receiver. And just knowing that I have all these great receivers in front of me that I can learn from is just perfect for me, and I could just learn a lot from them and pick their football minds as well.
Being a Cal guy, I'm sure people talk about Aaron Rodgers a lot. I'm sure there's stuff up about him on campus. What's it like to now get to work with him? And had you met him before? Did he stop by campus?
I haven't met him before. Can't wait to meet him, but definitely just everything that you hear about him from going to Cal, he's definitely always talking, and everyone's always talking about him, and Jared Goff, that's his favorite quarterback, and so I hear about him a lot, and just knowing that I get to catch passes from him now is just amazing to me.
There aren't many guys that can throw the deep ball as good as him either, and your ability to stretch the field, you've got to be excited about
that. Yeah, with the Rodgers to Rodgers, I saw that with the Hail Mary. Yeah, definitely, it's just a blessing. I'm so happy, and just knowing that, he throws perfect deep balls. So just thinking about that is going to be great.
As far as the playbook goes, did you get more just of a glossary? Or, I mean, are you deep into routes, language, everything else right off the bat?
Everything right off the bat. So it's a lot, but just have to go back to the hotel and study the whole time. And, I mean, they throw a lot at you, but as long as you study, I think you should be good.
Trevor, how important is it to you to become known as more than just a speed guy?
I think I'm just here just to contribute and be whatever they need me to be. If it's the speed guy, then that's what I'm going to be. If it's something else, then that's what I'll try and be. I don't know about the whole just a speed guy. So whatever they want me to do, I'll do it.
Is it important, though, to be known as a complete, at some point in your career, as a complete receiver, as a guy who would do all those things instead of just being the one to be?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Have you thought about, like, in one of these days, Aaron Rodgers is going to be in a locker room, if you thought, well, I'll just walk by and say hi, or, have you thought about that? How are you going to handle that?
I haven't thought about it yet. I definitely want to walk up to him and introduce myself. I mean, it's big watching football and knowing he's just the best quarterback in the National Football League. It's crazy. I don't even know how to think about that, honestly. So now I am thinking about it.
So what was that like when they draft you, when they announce your name, you know suddenly that Green Bay is where you're going, and you know that that's who you're going to be catching passes from. Was there a moment of excitement there?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a lot of family screaming and yelling, and just a surreal moment, really. It kind of all comes to you slowly, like, oh, this is Aaron Rodgers. Oh, this is Green Bay Packers. Oh, it's like, and everything just kind of hits you really quickly, and It's just the best moment in your life when that's what you've grown up in, your favorite sport your entire life.
What do you make of all this West Coast draft picks? 5 of the 7 this year, plenty in the past.
Oh, you all right?
Is the talent out there just so good and the Packers are taking note?
I don't know. I think they just scouted guys, and that's who was up on their draft board at the time. I don't know anything about any hype about West Coast guys, just the guys that they had on their board that they picked.
Does it help you to get acclimated to see guys from Stanford or other schools you might have played against, or you might know guys, growing up even, in this locker room?
Oh, yeah. Ty Montgomery, I played against him. He's going to be – I actually already met him, and his godmom actually goes to my church, so we kind of have that connection. But, yeah, knowing those guys that I've played against and seen, and it's great.
Have you had that wow moment yet when you came here?
Yeah, probably the first time I walked in the locker room, first time I saw the stadium. I mean, it's amazing here, and everyone's so nice here, and it's just, it's really good.
What was last night like for you as you're, you know, getting ready to go to bed? You know, today is the first day you get to get on the field of any kind with these guys and kind of run around.
It's nerve-wracking because, I mean, this is the biggest moment in your life, you know, just trying to come out here and being the best you can be and just really tired, but still everyone's up late. I'm up super late trying to study the playbook and put your best foot forward the first day in camp. So it's a long day and it's nerve-wracking, but, I mean, at the same time, it's exciting.
Is this a perfect place for a wide receiver?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in the National Football League, so yes.
How about you caught the one long ball today?
Yeah.
Is there any meaning to the one long pass today, or is it just a player? Kind of how do you view that?
I don't exactly understand the question.
I mean, is it a big deal? I mean, that's what they brought you here for, and you go away, or is it just a catch and a practice and really no big deal?
In my eyes, it's just the route they picked for me to run. It's not really just because it was me. We ran a go route in specific. It was just, you know, I don't know if it was in a schedule or anything. I just walk over there, quarterback tells me the route, and I just run over there and run it.
At your return skills, I mean, I just because we're a little late. What can that offer? What can you offer in that aspect for this team?
I know they have a lot of returners and skilled returners and vets that have returned. So in my mind, it's much different at the NFL level than the college level. So I'm just going to have to, the same thing as being a receiver, just there's a lot of vets I can learn from and sit back and watch them and the way they do it. And I could pick off of what they do and just progress. Yes, I do have, I have been a returner before, so it helps me because I've had that practice. But knowing I need to get better and better and better to be like these guys in here.